Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hi, hey-ho, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 112 and a half. And in today's episode, we discuss the gaming landscape in 2021, just kind of modern gaming landscape. Is it good? Is it bad? Are we in a lull? Are we at a peak? What do we think? Find out. We answer some questions and answers, and then there was some things in there that TV shows, movies, something.
Yeah.
Other things. Somebody help me out here.
We talk about how weird crypto is. We talk True. About how video games are feeling kind of weird right now. Oh, yeah. Our boomer take on it. We're talking about how cute you guys are looking today. Like, you guys are looking Stop flushed, it. Fingers pointing each other. You guys are looking hella cute today. Ooh. And otherwise, like, we're just having a really good time and going off on tangents. And also, we talk about Rob's OnlyFans and how his hair can't stop touching his shirt, and how his nipples are
Rob's nipples are doing having what?
His nipples are having a civil war with his shirt. Find that all and more coming up on the GG Over Easy podcast.
Spoiler.
Enjoy. Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 112 and a half.
69.
And a half.
Oh, it was 112 and a half.
Yep.
Not one, not that.
Not number. The number that comes after 112 and before 114. We're skipping that, but we're not going straight to 114. Otherwise, people will be like, where is Whoa. That number?
But it's going to be weird talking to our management team and being like, hey.
We're going to need you to put a 0.5.
All right. Hey, all right. I'm going to talk about something, and I'm going to talk about it now.
We're starting hot, huh? Okay.
Hit us with it.
Just because, like, all right. So men have nipples, right? Like,
we do have nipples.
As far as I'm
and
aware.
And around our nipples sometimes is a little bit of hair.
Oh, you have hair.
Correct, right? I don't know if my shirts I've been wearing, my hoodies I've been wearing, I don't know if my nips be chafing, but like it feels like my like hairs get like caught in it, like caught in my shirt or hoodie every
day. Is it a new
tin.
Thing? Or like are you talking like
this? It's been happening for like the past like 2 or 3 days. That's why like
you've
saw
got,
me
you've
just
got some
like
clingy.
Are you just now getting like nip hair in, or is it like
No, I mean like
hair?
No, I mean, it's like,
you don't need to show me. I'm good.
No, I'm not showing. I'm looking. Just like, I'm looking.
Okay.
But like, what's up with that? Like, do you guys think I'm chafing, or do you think I just need to, like, do you shave your nipple hair?
No, I got plenty of nip hair. I like to keep my nipples warm.
Yeah, my nipple hair never bothers me. It's actually quite nice. I don't know what's up with your nipple hair. Like, it's like abandoning ship.
I mean, really, the only time I know of like nipples chafing are like marathon runners, and then they just put the little pasties on their nipples.
Well, I have been sitting at my desk 10 hours a day for the past ever, so
I don't definitely not that. Not quite. Yeah, it's like not quite the same thing. That's a good question. It's a medical mystery, Rob.
Maybe see, you deal really with like your jaw thing, nipple. And I got like a nipple thing going on right now.
We are not the same.
You're right. It's way
worse. I was about to say too, my jaw today too, especially is we got some like that's as big as I can open right now. We're struggling, but the show must go on.
It's pretty impressive that like you're only opening it up to like that amount, but can still. It shows how much practice you've had. Like with not opening up your mouth and talking.
I'm trying.
And
stuff. It's a struggle, you know, but quite literally, what am I going to do? I got nothing else right now. So
is this the Christmas episode?
Well, when I drink water or like, so it's like one of those, like you just kind of haul in. You wow, Jesus. Is this a Christmas episode? No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. So
this will
like,
be the December 19th edition.
Oh, okay.
The next one after will be the day after Christmas.
Maybe we have like a gift giving episode where I give you guys $20 Steam gift cards because I don't teach you guys anything.
You guys don't need to give me a gift because you guys are my gifts.
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't have a gift. Well, I still don't really have a gift for Claire or anyone, really.
Oh, I was like, that's what I was just about to ask. Have you done any holiday shopping at all? Either of you.
I'm bad with this stuff.
Absolutely not.
It just creeps up. I'm like, oh my God. I just looked. I'm like, there's a week and a half until Christmas. What the fudge is going on with my monitor? I'm pissed.
What do you mean?
It just keeps turning off. I did it. I'm now 4K.
Wait.
I got a 4K 144 hertz monitor. Hooked it up yesterday. But now every now and then it's like, you know what? I'm finna go black screen for like 3 seconds.
And then it comes back?
Yeah.
How often?
Well, in the past minute, it's happened twice. So, but like, I was playing Halo, no problem. So, I don't know what the fudge.
So, wait, they make 4K 144 hertz now?
Yeah, well, that's what I looked after I mentioned it. And I was like, oh. All right, I guess they're a thing now. So,
did you go to Micro Center or did you just order it?
I went to the Magical World Wide Web and yeah. Yeah.
Not as cool as Micro Center.
Small indie company called Amazon. Yeah. Got that Prime shipping. But it came in.
They Prime shipped that thing?
Yeah, it's great.
What monitor? Just for those maybe that are looking for
another Asus. It's the ROG Strix XG27U.
What inches did you get?
27. Well, I've been on 24 for the longest time. And the problem is my wall mount, I don't think was made for 27 inches. So this thing is hanging on by a thread. You know what I'm saying? It's Spider-Man trying to hold the fairy together. And the problem is after I put it on, I was sitting here and I heard like, and I pushed the computer back or the monitor back. And I realized there's a sound of the wall mount on my wall.
Oh no.
So I'm like, oh my God, it's just going to be sitting here. What? Boosh. So let's hope that doesn't happen.
Oh, so you didn't do anything about it.
Can't do anything about it because that was the problem. Like I couldn't use it otherwise if I had to use the mount it comes with because the mount, it's like if I had the mount, I'd be like this. I'd be looking like the CSGO players with like 3 inches of the screen. Like
I can't do that, dude. Like when people are like gaming to the point where they're like
Nick Merck's in it.
Yeah. Do you sniff your monitor, Blue? Like, how close do you game to your monitor?
Oh.
I wouldn't say I sniff. I'm pretty far distance from my monitors. I have 27-inch monitors.
Like, I'm fully extending my hand, and I can't touch it.
Yeah, same.
Oh, really? See, I'm fully extending out, and my fingertip just touches my gaming monitor.
Yeah, my hand, how's my, that my monitor arm fully small? Extended. Yeah, how small is it?
This is a, I think it's 25 inch, 26. No,
still
I don't know.
Pretty close. I mean, it's, yeah, I fully extend my hand, and I'm still probably like another like 6 inches away from touching my monitor.
Hey, inches is average. So it's fine. Actually, a little above average. So you're doing great.
I was talking about my monitor. I don't know about you coping.
Okay. Okay, so mine's a 27-inch monitor. Yeah, mine's 27 inches.
Yeah. See, I went from...
But mine's at 244 hertz just so I can go 2 and 20 in my CS games instead of 1 and 20. Yeah.
Well, I've been on 24 for so long. It's a 27. It's 3 more inches, but I feel like I'm like... To look at the whole screen.
It's that much bigger.
Sometimes 3 more inches is all you
oh,
need.
Oh, wait. Are they both the same or are they different now?
Different.
Oh.
But see, like this
does
one.
Does that not trigger you?
No, because this one is used least. Like, that's just the recording one. I'm mainly always looking at this one.
Dude,
the
I swear
only thing that's triggering me is I'm having to try and adjust them so they look the same, and it's not working.
Because like, swear a UPS driver knows when we're recording. Give me 1 minute.
Well, what do you mean, like in terms like of like
picture, gamma, saturation, brightness, the whole thing? Because like the pictures are very different. Oh, I do. I have to.
Because I just know like my gaming monitor is just so like for my two side ones, I think they're literally combined maybe $150. Like they're literally like $60, $70 monitors. Like they are little cheapy weepy monitors. One I have like. Horizontal that just reads Twitch chat, and then the other one is just a monitor. But they're definitely not the same coloration, saturation, anything like that.
Well, the only problem is now that it's bigger too, my camera is even higher. So you see, in my normal frame, I'm at the very bottom. That's as low as I can get this, like, because I lost about 3 inches.
Yeah, and I want to try and move. I need to move my camera. I don't like the straight on.
See, like if I could get it straight on, I would, but like I can't.
You would? See, I like a little, like I like a little turn. Yeah, just a little bit of Squid Game in that.
Dude, the Zed remix, I've been popping off to that one.
I haven't been listening to any music, dude. I have been off my gym shit lately. Everybody goes, Robin Fruit, you guys like push me so hard like to go to the gym. I'm like, little do you know, I haven't been I haven't been to a weightlifting gym in like a year and a half.
I've been getting back. I've been going, but I've been struggling to get good workouts. But like this past week, primo.
Been really good. Hitting good workouts?
Uh-huh.
I still got this. You want that? But
no,
you know,
I don't. Whoa. You got a license for those? Like, geez.
And then, like, since my basement flooded, like, or since that little room flooded, I had just not set back up my Peloton.
Well, wait.
What?
That reminds me. Did you read the comments on that video?
No, I did not.
Because there was one guy who's like, yeah, I'm like a certified plumber. And those were out of code like 10 years ago or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
So now our home, the first like week we have it, is not up to code. Thanks, Dad.
That sounds about right. It's like, yeah, that would happen.
Yeah. Oh, also, I think we should talk to the channel about this. You guys will be recently starting now. We're going to have to be adding clips to the weekly uploads to the podcast. I'm very excited about it. That's like my little side thing. And now we'll have little clips. And they'll be ranging from like various podcasts to the recent podcasts. So. Very excited.
They'll be more varied first, but once we catch up,
yeah,
then it'll mainly be like last week's episode.
So if there are any specific stories you would like to see, please let me know. I felt kind of bad because like I was going through them and like recording them all, and I started sending them, and it was like, Rob's ass story, Rob's this, Rob's that. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want to look like I'm some crazy guy who's just picking my own stories.
Yeah, you uploaded them as drafts. I'm like, oh, let's see what we got. Rob.
It was literally what everybody had like sent from the thing. And it was like the first 10 things. I was like, oh my God, I just realized that like all these look like I just picked mine and I look like some sort of masochist, narcissistic asshole.
I guess the moral of the story is I just got to start saying wacky stuff.
No way, dude. You have the best story on the podcast, and I was listening to it this morning as I was making a clip of it. Your spa story is seriously to this day like one of my favorite. It's actually my mom's favorite story on the podcast. That's
well, hey, that's I don't take that lightly. Thank you, Mrs. Yeah. Venegas. Wow. My goodness. Oh my God. Well, high praise. So yeah, we got that, and then on top of that, I got my Clips channel. I'm trying to figure out
a
whole bunch of stuff.
Do you know what kind of clips you're going to upload?
I've already been.
Is it going to be? Are you going to do like nostalgic clips, like Mr. Well, for nostalgia clip? Like
currently, it's just recent videos, but I'm going to have to do the same thing. Only problem is, instead of like 100 videos, I have a couple thousand. So
yeah.
Definitely gonna have to crowdsource there. Don't have the time to do that, but slowly. I was thinking I'd start with the Hawkmoon clip, you know?
Classic. Yeah, that's a great clip. Like, classic. Why would you not start with that one? Classic. That's a perfect one to watch. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I want, because all of them I'm gonna try and make a minute or less.
Yeah.
Most of them. So I just wanted to start with, like, me saying, or however we, I don't even remember. But something you're like, I'll wager my Hawkman. I'm like, what? And then just cut to you.
Can I ask you something that I think a lot of people have about what does the monetization look like of a Clips channel? Like, is there any monetization value, or is it more so just like to stay in the game, like these kind of days?
Well, currently, I'm making nothing. It's not even monetized. So,
well, that's what I was. Yeah, like
I don't know.
I'm saying when you get to like, let's say your best case scenario for the Clips channel, whatever that looks like, is there any sort of like monetization that is in that, or is it more so just kind of what you have to do in today's YouTube age?
I think it's more just what you gotta do, stay relevant, and then hopefully people watch those and be like, oh sick, and
like then this guy's funny, like,
and then in all of them I'm trying to put at the top like original video link, so then they're like, let me go watch that video. And that's the idea. If they don't, whatever, who cares anyway. I mean, it's the same as like a TikTok. No matter how popular a TikTok you have, you're making like $0 off that. So I think it's just, yeah, that's just part of it. And it's just fun to splice them up. But I was talking to Imtash because he does a Clips channel, and he was telling me how much he takes after paying his editor and Clipper. Like it's some money, but it's
like nothing. Like
yeah, it's that's not really
in the grand scheme of things. Of like, if you're trying to start a business off it, like if this was your like it's. My it's not sustainable kind of thing.
100%.
I'm gonna drop kick this monitor.
What? Don't do that. You need those.
You're gonna summit 1G it?
Wind up.
You're gonna Molotov it?
What'd you do with your other monitor?
Claire's using it.
Okay.
Because she had like the same model I did, but hers is like a step further than what mine's currently doing. Every now and then the input would go in and out, except it would go red, green, blue. So she's like flashbang. She's like, ah. So at least that's not happening, but I got to figure out what the fudge is going on here. But that also means I'm now recording in 1440p.
Oh,
higher resolution. So 1440 will be coming to the channel.
So all the 1%ers who have 1440p's can enjoy the 1440p
videos. We'll no longer complain. Yeah. So eat your heart outs.
How does that work? I don't get that. So you, in order to record in 1440p, you have to have a 1440p monitor? Like
no. Because like the computer and monitor that's technically recording it is only 1080.
Okay.
But the computer, like my gaming computer is playing in 4K and the signal it's outputting is 4K. I'm downscaling it to 1440 because the fudge? Yeah, 4K. No, and then on top of that, let's quadruple the size of a recording. Yeah. So I'm downscaling it to 1440, but it doesn't matter about the other computer. Like that monitors. I had to figure it out at first because that's what I was having trouble with. But yeah, it turns out it doesn't matter at all.
Okay.
It's just what's coming into it. So, and then I just render it out as 1440. My monitor can't enjoy it, but the content will be.
Is it, yeah, as somebody who went from 1080 to 1440, do you see a difference?
Well, I'm 4K. Because I'm technically playing it in 4K.
Okay. Do you see a difference then in 4K?
Yeah. And I guess I had some of the picture problems wrong, especially like saturation and color, because I played like a game of Halo and I was like, this is like a whole new game. Incredible. I felt way more immersed, you know? So
you'll have to link me.
The audio got better. The voices went into sub. Like
it didn't give you any fits with having a two PC setup. That's like my fear, is like introducing something new to like my interface that I have, and it just like saying like, "Hey, your audio doesn't work. You can't hear with the gaming PC anymore." Like, oh, trust me. Works.
Well, the nice thing is just a monitor, and I already had all my HDMI cables 4K ready. So didn't have to get new ones, because that's one thing. You'll have to make sure you have your monitor needs HDMI 2.0 inputs, and then the HDMI cables have to be 2.0 so they can handle 4K. And then aside from that, display port can always work. And then, so it's a lot different than adding in something else, but
yeah.
Well, aside from this monitors. Random flickering, you know.
And how many times does it happen? See, mine will turn off like maybe once every 4 or 5 hours for like 2 seconds randomly. And I don't know why, but
I would handle that. And I thought that's what was happening. But since this podcast, it's happened like 4 times. And I'm like, okay, 5 times. Can't see. So there we go.
That's weird.
It's going to trigger me. I don't know what the fudge is going on.
Maybe unplug it and plug it back in.
So, like, it's that. Well, there's also been something. I don't know if it's Steam. I feel like Steam's been trolling me. If I'm in a program or something, it'll boot me to the desktop screen. And then, and then to Steam. And this all started happening when they did this. I think it was the Friday. What the fudge? Black Friday. Yeah. Steam sale. Like, they changed their whole front page. For some reason, my computer's pissed. And so I'd be trying to go that, and it was like stuttering and this, and it was crashing. I'm like, what the fudge? So ever since then, it's been trolling me. So I don't know. I just exited Steam completely. So I don't know. Let's see if that fixes it.
GL, my friend.
Thank you. Lord knows all that.
Are you getting anybody any presents this year, Blue, or no, for Christmas?
So here's how my Christmas goes, all right? Oh my god, wow. It's December 19th. Fuck!
It happened again. It's not Steam.
Oh. And so then, usually it's like, okay, well, it's way too late to get anything of value. Everyone gets gift cards. Yeah. Or my parents are like, hey, we already bought people everything. If you want to just spot us like 200... we'll just put your name on the gifts, and I'll be like, shout out, mom and dad. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Hey, so what is your opinion on gifting gift cards or getting gift cards? Do you like getting gift cards?
Oh, I love gift cards.
Okay. I do too. But I feel there's a lot of people out there that, like, if you gift a gift card, they think it's like kind of a cop out.
It definitely depends, right? Because like, I'm the type of person where like, if I really want something, most of the time I'll just get it myself, right?
Yeah.
Whereas if you give me a gift card to like my favorite fast food place, like that actually has daily value to me. Because like, I'm gonna use that Taco Cabana gift card, baby, every single time. Whereas if you give me like a baby Yoda doll, you know, it's gonna go on my bed and I'm gonna forget about it, all right?
Yeah, so, and Boomy's gonna chew on it, you know?
And Boomy's gonna hump it.
Boomy's pumped. He's like sick. Another one for me to claim.
Also for me, I'll usually just be like, if you give Boomy a gift, like that counts as my gift. So just give Boomy a gift.
This is like the first year Sydney and I are like, no gifts. Like I told my parents, I'm like, I'm not getting anybody anything.
That was, but
if you
want to
get me something.
Last year was like, we're not getting gifts. You don't have to get us gifts. Like, we just, it's been a year, all right? Like, let's just let's just say hi. Let's get this over with. I want to go back home and sulk.
Yeah,
presents over here. Let me think. I mean, I'm getting Claire something, and by getting her something, I mean she told me what she wanted.
Did she listen to the podcast? Can you like maybe?
She said, "I want this," and I got it, and she saw me order.
So she knows what she's getting.
Yeah. And then we have Secret Santa for my family that we decided upon a week ago. Drew names. So
did you draw this? Wait, don't you draw the same people every? Or doesn't someone get you the same thing every year?
Well,
or...
I normally always get my brother Ethan.
Okay.
I didn't this time. I'll just say that.
Okay.
I mean,
okay,
I don't want to spoil it, even though I'm sure none of them listen. I didn't get him. So, all right, I got his girlfriend though. So, struggling.
That's gonna be an interesting one. What do you get? Do you any idea? Like,
no, okay, my monitor's not turning back on this time.
Oh no, Monka S.
And there it is. That was a long one. That was like 15 seconds. Oh,
I would unplug the display port and just plug it back in and see if that fixes it.
Well, I tried to update the thing and now it says unable to download recommended driver. Okay, this is just going great. I'm going to restart that PC.
And everybody wants to be a YouTuber, they said. You know? These are.
Well, that's the.
And thanks for coming to this ad break.
That's the. The problem about a two PC setup is I was trying to troubleshoot some stuff yesterday. And all the things are if it's all one PC, but I'm like. No, but see, I'm trying to look up like two PCs specifically, and there's like nothing out there.
It is so niche that like, because nobody realistically.
I have to find like the floor view video on YouTube of the one guy.
Like with Fruit, it's like everything, like he buy, yeah, so hey guys, I just bought like a $9,000 PC and it doesn't work. hey guys, I just bought like these $1,000 monitors and they don't work. Hey guys, so I bought this other PC and it doesn't work.
Dude, me and Tech, we have an issue.
You have like all your other stats are maxed, but like to balance you, your lucky is at zero.
if it was Fallout, my special, L's at zero.
Yeah, just hundreds across the board and then zero luck.
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today.
Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Tryfume.com/GG.
Yo, I got a question for you guys that I was kind of pondering last night. Are we...
I'll ponder away with you.
I'm going to say...
I do put milk before cereal.
Are we, like, in the worst state of gaming since, like...
What?
Since, like, ever, honestly.
What? This past month has been stacked. What are you talking about?
I'm more so talking, like, multiplayer kind of...
Oh.
Like, I'm not so more just talking gaming in a general sense of the tone. I'm saying, like, what we're kind of seeing now in terms of, like, these microtransactions just getting super aggressive. Like, are we, like, at a point now where, like, this is just what gaming is now? Or is it not ever going to change?
Broken AAA games, and people are like, dude, just wait a year. It'll be great.
Yeah, like, yeah, just, hey, dude, why updates. Do I need to wait a year? Like, updates are coming.
I was thinking about that. Like, for instance, our resident Zoomer Joey, you know? He was growing up on the game, and like for him, it was like Destiny. It was like his Halo 3. But the thing is, Destiny lasted a while. Or like people are like Fortnite or these other games that are games as a service. But we didn't have that growing up. Like for us, a cool game comes out, we play it a year later. Like you play it for like a month. Or it's a story game. You play it for a couple hours. You play it for a day. And you go on to the next one. You never... Like, I played Halo 3 a whole bunch, but that was, like, 2 years of my life.
Yep.
And then, like, Halo Reach came out, or, like, other games, and I played other... It wasn't like, we have game, a 10-year game, blueprint game. For Halo 3, you know?
Yeah.
So
I definitely thought about this, too.
Yeah.
Like, the way... Like, Fruit has it right on the money, the way I feel. The gaming seasons are not as long because every dev wants to make a live service game.
Even when it doesn't entirely make sense. But I feel like part of it, too, is to be
fair. I think
fair,
they want
to
be paid like a live gaming service. Like, they want to make money like one.
Well, the cost of AAA games are no doubt rising. Like, I'm not going to... Like, people who are, like, getting so upset that, like, some games are going from, like, $60 to $70. AAA games have stayed $60 for way longer than, if we want to, you know, show comparative,
N64 cartridges, some used to be like $90.
Like, if we want to be like realistic, we should be paying like $80 for our games.
It's just getting more and more expensive. Now, granted, I don't understand why digital are the exact same as physical, because you don't have those overhead costs. So that doesn't make sense. I don't know why it's not like $5 cheaper. But like, it's got like the amount of money it now takes to make a AAA game is boo-koodles more than what it used to be, like 10 years ago even. So that makes sense. Things are getting more complicated. The bar is raised, so it's you got to put more time into it. But at the same time, I was thinking about that too. Like some studios, you know, like think about Bungie, for instance. Absolute banger Halo 3, just throw that out there. And they're already working on Reach. They do some like work for it, but then like 2 years later, they're like, yo, here's Reach. And, you know, people used to just bangers after bangers, like, you know, a couple years in between. And now you have, like, Battlefield 2042. Jesus. More news has come out about that stuff. Like, good Lord.
I just think it's like companies are just putting those resources instead of putting them into, like, UI, like, or, like, multiplayer or story-driven stuff. It's more so, like, how can we get the most money out of players? Oh, 100%. How can we charge for the color yellow? You know what I mean?
Some bucks.
Yep.
Like, I saw this old post, and it was like, I can't remember what game it was, but it was like a game where it had a horse, and the horse's armor cost like $5 or something like that.
Was it probably like a Ubisoft game?
I don't remember, but this was like early 2007, 2008. Oh,
I was going to say like Assassin's Creed kind of does something.
No, this was like a long time ago, like gamers were pissed, like unrelentingly upset, and now it's like,
$20?
Oh, I'll pay $20 for Ariana Grande. You know what I mean? Like, it's just
Ariana, I love you.
But like, what? Fortnite is like a different kind of thing. I'm more so saying like, I'm gonna pay $20 for the color red in Halo Infinite. Like
Fortnite
that shit.
Is like one of those games where like, you might spend microtransactions, but like the budget goes way back into the game. Clearly, right? So, oh yeah, man, yeah. If I were a kid, Fortnite would be the greatest.
I did watch their event again. I always watch their events, and I wish I loved Fortnite. You know what I mean?
Same. I think a lot of people like try to replicate that. A lot of devs, not devs, it's really more like a lot of CEOs and the board of directors are like, okay,
they're making how much money? R&D. Do that.
Yeah.
Let's put a ton of R&D into how can we make our game more like Fortnite?
Or like, how can
and
we
then
monetize our game heavier?
Yeah. And then what happens is 2 years down the road, oh, this isn't going to work. So okay, so make Battlefield 2042 in a year.
That apparently, like, that's essential. Like, there was this other huge leak or whatever from, like, a dev that was in there, like, detailing pretty much exactly what the past few years looked like, and it's just a disaster, which doesn't surprise me.
What got me on this, like, idea, though, is, like, I was looking at the games that came out this year, like Halo Infinite, Call of Duty Vanguard, and Battlefield, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would probably say, other than Halo Infinite, those are like the worst iteration of their games probably ever, right?
Vanguard's like, so bad, but I wouldn't say it's the worst Call of Duty.
I think Vanguard is just an average Call of Duty. I can't call it bad.
It's just another... It's one of the just absolute throwaways, especially after Cold War 2.
Modern Warfare was an exception. Not the rule to Call of Duty.
Just made me feel like we're just in like probably in my what I think is maybe like for whatever reason I feel like we're back in like the Bronze Age or like the dark times or something in gaming because I don't want to play anything literally.
You know what I do, Rob? I don't stand American devs.
Yeah,
and my life has become
only
way better.
Japanese, specifically Square Enix.
Japan has never let me down, and they continue to
Kingdom
never
Hearts
let
3
me
sucked.
Down, baby.
That's Square Enix.
Blue, I don't know how to tell you this, but Game Freak is Japanese.
Okay, but that's Nintendo. Nintendo either blows me away.
Nintendo's Japan, you know what I'm saying?
Nintendo either blows me away or it absolutely disappoints me. Like,
and Game Freak, I feel like, just gives you just enough, you know, to be, like, not mad at them.
No,
you
know? Like, I'm always mad at it. But it's just, it's one of those, like, I hate you, but I'm still going to play it. But I hate you. Like, I know what you're doing to me, but...
That's how I feel about the EA Sports. And like that was like another thing. Like I think I can say that wholeheartedly. I think sport games right now are in the worst place they've ever been in ever.
Oh, but they're making hell of money.
And they make probably the most money out of anything
that they've ever made.
God, I hate it so much. And then people like complain about it, but they're never gonna change anything because they're like, oh, well, here's the most ridiculous thing is like FIFA packs. So I think a FIFA pack to open up a rare gold pack is like $3. And the chances of getting like an actual decent player is like zero. And it just makes so much money. And like I'm going to look it up. FIFA Ultimate Team revenue. So in its annual report for 2020, would you guys like to guess how much FIFA Ultimate Team, So the total revenue across Ultimate Team appearing in FIFA, Madden, NHL, NBA, and UFC games. Do you know what the concept of Ultimate Team is, Christian? Okay. Do you, Blue?
No.
Okay, so basically, they will offer you packs, like a Pokemon pack, to open up. And in that, you have a chance to open up a
Ronaldo.
You get a Ronaldo, or you get a LeBron James. But what they don't tell you is that Ronaldo is like a rare player. Okay, there's 12 cards in that pack.
Oh, so
you get
one
rare in that pack. So your rare could be a contract or a team logo. You know. So, but then there's these jumbo Omega packs that are like 20 rare gold players. Like, so you have like a chance, but those packs cost $30, you know? So, how much would you, so when you do this in FIFA Ultimate Team 2020, okay, come FIFA 2021, guess what, Blue? You got to start from ground fucking zero again, the team you bought in last time, the thousands of dollars you put into the game in FIFA 2021 does not apply into the new game, okay? You can only use those players, those informs, those team of the years in past ones. There's nothing you can do besides in this new one to spend more money on more packs to make your team as good as you did them in the last one. Okay? So with that in mind, how much would you like to guess across all five of its franchises EA made in Ultimate Team?
Billions. Like a billion.
I'll say pretty billions. Close,
yeah. $1.62 billion.
Jesus Christ.
In a year.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And to put that in perspective, okay, so let's just say they didn't have Ultimate Team. How much, how many copies of FIFA EA would have to sell to reach $162 billion? So let's do
$1.62 billion. $162 billion is.
So here, so 1620 and then 000000, right? That's $1.62 billion, correct?
Sure. You said it quick. I didn't see it visually, but I'm going to say, yep.
Okay. Yeah, that looks like $1.620 million, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have it right. Divided by 60, right? That would be basically.
Well, and then that's assuming that all $60 is revenue.
But. So, they would have to sell 27 million copies of FIFA, which holy I'm sure they don't even come near that. So
how much do they sell? I wonder.
Not even close to 20.
A couple million for sure. I don't know.
Well, a couple million, yeah, but not 20 times that. You know what I mean? So they're making literally 10 times what they're making in microtransactions than they are. And like, because nobody, I'm going to be honest, I don't think really Madden, I guess, makes a little bit of that, but most of it comes from FIFA. Because nobody really plays NBA or the UFC. I'm sure NBA is a little bit of that too. But I'm sure FIFA is like $1 billion of that. Has to be. And that is why, in my opinion, that sport games and FIFA Ultimate Team in general, and specifically that. Because if you look at it, the dude who started Ultimate Team back in, I think it was like FIFA 10, is now the head of EA, I believe. So
you know how to print money.
Yeah. So print basically more. That is why sport games are the worst thing. Sport games are right now in the worst place they've ever been ever, and nothing's ever going to change for them. And if you are part of that sport franchise where you buy it every year, I hope you break that chain. I hope you do. I don't buy any of the Maddens anymore. I don't buy any of the FIFAs anymore. I don't buy any sport games anymore because they're fucking trash.
Did you, speaking of questionable monetization practices in video games, did you see Ubisoft's recent announcement of their new platform for NFTs?
Of course, well, they immediately took it down.
Yeah, they immediately took down the trailer. Now, no word's been said. They're not saying that they're taking the program away. They just took the trailer away.
Can I ask you guys why you think big companies are getting into the NFT space now?
It's because thing as microtransactions. People are going to...
Except they're going to pay how much?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, they'll pay how much for this microtransaction
that they don't actually own?
Yeah, that little ape sold for how much?
What if we just tell them they own a receipt at the server where this image is held?
I will say this, man. NFT bros get a fuck ton. I think out of every like kind of community there is like on like the internet, I think NFT bros get it worse than any other like
as community. They should.
Like
that's the hilarious thing is like maybe this is the future when. It's
super
not,
wailing to corporations
when it's not just, you know, BAPES or whatever and weird pixel icons.
NBA replays,
and it gets more figured out. We know the exact impact on the, you know, the global ecosystem, all that kind of stuff. But right now, you're just harming yourself. Like maybe Ubisoft's right, but maybe let's wait like a year or two And they're like, everyone's pointing guns at NFT, and then they announce an NFT, and then the guns get pointed at them. And they're like, I don't get it. God, I don't understand. Why would this happen?
It just
tactfulness.
Like with NFTs, you know? Like normal NFTs are just stupid, right? They're just dumb. They're like, okay, they're like a little get rich quick scheme for a couple dudes, and that's why those dudes love it. But like in video games, like NFTs are literally just, oh, whales exist? How can we invent whales too?
Yeah.
The sequel.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy Nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Well, I think it was, did you guys see that clip of Keanu Reeves where that guy basically is like talking about
NFT? It's not the same. It's not the same, bro.
Yeah, he's like digital scarcity. Like that word is completely so made up. Like digital scarcity.
The cackle Keanu made it all worth it.
Every time I think more and more about NFTs, it's literally just like, you guys remember that South Park episode where they only opened up the park to certain people, and because of that, more and more people wanted to go to that park.
Soda Sopa.
Yeah, I do remember.
That's that. Literally digital scale. Like we could easily just make infinite amounts of this. No this problem. But because it's scarce, NFT bros are like, yo, I want it.
Well, and they see all the people making giant amounts of dollars without realizing that most of the people right now are losing money. And for everyone that's making that much money, it's a zero sum game. Like there's someone on the opposite losing that much money. That's
yeah.
The ones who are making the money are the people who are
NFTs are sick,
our corporations,
dude.
Who are selling the NFTs. Like those are the people making the money.
Like this was my experience with an NFT was it was like, hey, you can get this NBA replay and open up a pack. And I was like, oh, pack openings. And I think that's what like the NFT bros kind of get off on is like, I bought this thing for a certain amount of money. And in this thing, I guess somebody out there could want to buy it for X amount of money.
It's like Tech Bro TCG. You guys ruined it and you're ruining it more. Well, I just want like, cool Pokemon cards.
That happened when I like just kind of like showed on Twitter some of the cards I'd made for like that card game I was
working
on.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And I got a couple comments from people like, dude, this is the perfect NFT product. And someone replied to him like, do you want everyone to hate Mr. Fruit? I'm like, he's not wrong. Like, even let's say if I did think that was a good idea, would I do that right now? No.
Hell,
remember those avatars you made like really early on in your career, like that you had a couple people make? You could have been the first NFT with those like, avatars, the Mr. Fruit like, avatars.
Yeah, I open bizarre. Up a pack and somebody goes, hey, I'll buy that thing in your pack for $5,000. And I was like, okay. All right. Yeah, so and then I was like, this is sick. So, but you're totally right in the sense that like for that one story, there's that one guy who bought my NFT for $5,500, and now that NFT is worth, I think, $700.
He's sitting there. It's going to rebound, dude.
You know who made the money? It was fucking Elon Musk 12.
I did.
Behind the screen.
I took money from a crypto bro, all right? Everybody relax, all right? I'm a good guy. The mole. I'm the mole.
I don't have a stance on it one way or the other. I just, like, I'm not well educated enough.
I have a stance. This shit sucks.
Well, then you get, like, I don't know enough. I know specifically, especially with, like, artists, it sucks. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
But I haven't educated myself enough to be able to say.
Is the idea X of like a y. digital world where things are exclusive,
but I think it's dumb,
an interesting concept? Sure. Yeah. But do I think right now in this certain kind of space we are at with our technology and the stuff we have, is that a viable thing? No, I think it's fucking stupid as shit. Maybe when we're 90 years old and when we put on a pair of glasses, then we see, you know, maybe then, I don't know, like. But for now, yeah, mad stupid. And I think 9 times out of 10, they turn out to be some sort of Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, pump and dumps.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably what's hurting too, is like when you think of NFTs, there might be like, some people might be like, hey, we could actually improve things, or like this could really be good for X or Y or this specific. But the only thing you're hearing about are these crazy schemes. So that's just why, yeah. Like Ubisoft, I get it. You want to make money. I don't know who thought it would be a good idea to announce that right now, though. Maybe we'll
wait a little bit. What was their idea of like their NFTs? Like, what was?
I forget the name of the. Like, they had a name.
Ubisoft Quartz.
Oh, was that it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Quartz or whatever, and the first bundle was going to be a couple items for Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands, because you know that's widely popular, and everyone's like, "Woo!" And it was like a special helmet, backpack, and a jacket or something. I don't know. But they're going on and on about how digital scarcity, everyone will come with a serial number that people can see and blah, 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 blah. But everyone's like, really, bro? It's just like, not the time, man. Like, read the room.
There is a way to like do that sort of a concept. And I think CSGO has like the perfect kind of like idea behind it is like, you have these skins and there's special patterns to them. So say I open up a skin and it's field tested, yada, yada, yada. There's only so many field tested out there. You know what I mean? So like there is some sort of like scarcity to a skin market that you can have in a video game that like CSGO clearly shows that there is
Team
a market
Fortress
for
2
it. Team Fortress 2 is an example of that as well. So there is this example, but it's just gotten to the point now where it's like, hey, this JPEG has a hat on it, and now that hat makes it worth $80,000.
Applebee's with the big NFT move. Let's go.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that we are a walking meme. I cannot believe Applebee's turned to NFTs. I was like, what fucking... I'm living in a simulation.
Like, I want to know how much that like sells for, though. You know what I mean? Like,
I just appreciate that, all like, the people, like all the comments are like, thanks for the NFT, bro. And now everyone's icon is just the Applebee's NFT.
like everybody.
That's my PNG.
That's what I'm saying when like the crypto bros out there, they get like the NFT bros, they get some hate and it's hilarious. Like I'm not saying it's not unwarranted, you know, and if you keep it to the right clicking bullshit, like that's cool. You know, no KYSs and shit like that. You know, keep it to the right clicking and the memes where it was like the Spartans and the Warthog, and it was the holding the flag, and it's like, we've stolen the NFT, get in. Like, that shit is hilarious. Like, keep that up.
It's funny. Yeah, I agree with you as a whole. It's a weird time to be a gamer. Like, at some points, there's so many things that are fantastic that we didn't have. And then there's also some things where it's like, well, the good comes with the bad. And I think it's at this point too where you realize like the single player games, nobody's complaining about those. They're still knocking it out of the park.
Because they're tight, baby. They're
And that's what like I meant when I meant gaming is at a bad point. Yeah. I'm saying
it's
like other than like
games.
Yeah, your God of Wars and stuff like that.
Everybody just wants to be next Fortnite. And
I mean
I love multiplayer
wrong
games.
Because...
Don't get me wrong, but
everybody wants to recreate the success of Fortnite, and
like I don't blame you for wanting that.
But gaming is more than it's ever been a business about making money, with corporations that are massive, multi-billion dollar corporations. So yeah, of course. Wow, the most successful game in the world. How do we recreate that? You know, it's just a symptom of capitalism.
And that's what I meant. Like, are we like, is it just, it's only going to get worse. Like, you're right. Like, it's not going to get any better.
Oh, 100%.
Well, until the customer speaks with their wallet, but there's just not enough people right now. Like, some people, I'm taking a stand. That's great. But for every 10 of you, there's one Johnny over there paying for 100 of you.
I just bought Ariana Grande for all my friends.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. They're like, boo hoo. We got this whale. And that's all that matters. So, I am going to do a little bit of a hot take here, though.
Okay.
I probably will get some flack for this.
Okay.
I don't like how you
love NFTs.
I don't like the general feeling I was seeing from the Destiny community in regards to the Bungie story. If you guys don't know, there was that big story that came out about Bungie's malpractice and stuff.
We absolutely need to talk about this. I was a little upset too.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it. Everyone suddenly it's Bungie. It's okay, dude. They're changing.
It's okay.
It's fine. No,
it's totally fine.
No, it's not.
Like, all these stories are just as important. And yeah, they might be taking strides, and that's important. But just like everyone else, I was just like, really.
I saw a lot of people who were very critical of a lot of other companies which
rightfully so you should be, like,
when these companies came out and it's like, hey, like, these companies treat their workers like shit, and especially they treat women, their women like shit. Yeah. But then with Bungie, it's like, oh, I saw the exact same people were like, oh, it's Bungie, they're okay. And it's like, what do you mean? Like,
some people even praising him too, like,
yeah.
Oh, but like, look at the strides they're made, or like, look at the statement they made.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, they can absolutely be making great strides, but you can also hold them accountable. Like, I was pretty disappointed, and I'm sure people will probably be like, oh, wow, these guys are lame. Like, what a bunch of idiots. But like, you have to.
I don't fanboy Bungie
like those people.
Yeah, I don't stand Bungie to the point where they can't do anything wrong. Like, that Activision can't do wrong. That DICE can't do wrong. That literally Apple, any company.
It just felt like, hey, you guys need to get better, but not you, because I love you guys.
Oh, but you guys did it? Okay, well, that's fine. But you guys. That's just kind of what it felt like. And it was just frustrating to see. Like,
I would genuinely agree with that take.
It's just more, especially like the general consensus and dialogue was miles different than what all the other stories we'd seen. And like, I'll admit, yeah, it does seem like, you know, in the reports and stuff that, like, yes, in the past couple years, whatever, they've been trying to get rid of problematic people and stuff, which is fine. But also, let's not sit there and be like, yeah, well, but see, like, they're changing.
Like, Bungie is
taking away from everything right now.
You can't paint that Bungie is still with a broad brush. Like, there's a lot more that goes into it than just,
so like, you can give them credit. I will give Bungie all the credit in the world. Are they doing better than 99% of other companies in addressing these things?
Seemingly.
I'm looking at, is Bungie handling this way better, and it doesn't look like they're trying? Yeah, it looks like they're trying really hard, and I give them all the credit in the world for that. Do we still need to hold them accountable for things that happened and for the damage they did to people's lives? Yeah. Like, don't forget that immediately just because it's Bungie. Like,
also saying, like, you doing a better job than like Blizzard or Activision or something like that is not
very,
like,
low bar.
It's like, that's not like a great, like, you know.
There's that whole story about the breast milk thief. What in the world?
Oh my god! At Blizzard, I saw, or whatever. That, dude, yeah, good, this is disgusting.
Just like, god. What the?
If, like, that was, like, any of my cousins, my sisters, my, like, nieces, my, like, I'm going in there fists up. Like, someone's getting their ass kicked.
Books up, man.
Like, that's just how it goes.
That's going to solve the problem. Let's beat some people up.
Well, some of those fucking idiots, it is.
Hey, I've been watching plenty of Peaky Blinders. It worked for them. So, you know, maybe we just go back to the mob.
That's that super British show, right?
Yeah. Part of, like, the Irish mob or whatever.
Are you, like, deep into it?
Well, So
I've heard good things. I've wanted to watch it because my friends are Irish and they're bruvs, and you know, like.
Well, I'd watched the first two seasons, like when it came out, or like I watched it once the second season had come out a couple years ago. So oh, that's really cool. I'll keep up with it. Well, I didn't. So I wanted to like continue, and I like keep trying to watch like the first episode of season three, and I'm like, so lost. It's been years.
What platform is it on?
Netflix.
Okay.
So instead, this last week I just restarted season two. And normally like I don't rewatch things, but I'm not kidding you. Like I didn't remember a single thing that happened through that season two. I was like, I remember vaguely one thing. I'm like, oh, I have seen this episode, but I could not have told you any of it. So it's good I did that, because I remember most of the season one plot points. Season two, so now I'm picking up on season three. And then, well, we got to work towards it, because this Friday is Witcher season two.
I need to still watch that.
Just got tickets for Spider-Man. Didn't have to beat anybody up. Didn't have to buy it from the scalper. I just went on the website. I'm like, wow, look at all these show times. Look at all these seats. This is crazy. Bye.
I went on a Thursday, or we go on Thursday. So I was what does a Thursday 3 o'clock look like? Like, I wonder what that looks like, because it's in like the Omega Theater room. And wouldn't you know it, dude, right in like it's not the first three rows, but it's not the first row in the back. It's the second row in the back from like the front. Middle.
That's what you shoot.
Not middle. Middle would be the row behind us. So we're just a little closer. In the front. Yeah. So we're like, and then we're like right smack dab in the middle. And then every other scene in that theater was taken. I don't know if like somebody refunded their tickets or something, but. Yeah,
now over here, I was like, show times, there's like 20 still available. And I'm like 7:30. There's a lot of seats taken, but I'm like practically middle, two seats. Okay, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Just why it's like, everybody calm down. We're going to be okay. They know how many people want to see this movie.
Are you seeing it on Thursday, Blue? Maybe we could have a spoiler podcast Friday morning or something.
I couldn't find show times in my area.
Rich. When did you check? Check again today, maybe. That's when I got my tickets like 2 hours ago.
Do you go to the Alamo Draft House?
I do love me Alamo Draft House.
For the first time, I drove past one for the first time not too long ago.
And you haven't been by one?
It was huge. No, I've never. Alamo Draft
House is sick. They're sick. Please go.
I don't remember where I drove past it, but it must have been like somewhere in Denver, I think. But it was huge.
Well, I love Alamo Draft House.
They're giant. I didn't realize they were so big.
I think I've been to one. I think there's one in Highlands Ranch and then one in Denver. Been to both. Yeah, they're sweet.
They're dope and their food is great.
Now, for me, it's not quite the same because, like, for most people, it's like, oh, the tap and the beer. Yeah. But they make good food and it's still chill. It's like a nice atmosphere. I like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, aside from that, yeah, we got Spider-Man, Witcher, watching the Peaky Blinders.
Yeah. Have we started our anime yet? Or are we still all animated out?
Well, I was actually going to watch Demon Slayer when I was doing cardio today. But the mobile app is so, it's some update bizarre. Like, it doesn't even show me where to log in. I don't know if I'm logged in. Yeah. And then it's like, get premium. So I'm like, okay, just let me log in. And well, let me log in. I don't know if I'm logged. So I have to do them on my browser. But so I was going to try. I was like, fine, whatever. I don't want to watch it anyway. But I'm already two episodes behind, so I need to.
Yeah, I'm two episodes behind as well. But that's kind of nice. I kind of like being. Yeah, that's true. Like, you know, it's like a.
Speaking of which, yeah, I guess I got to catch up on My Hero, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm probably like 15 episodes out of that.
I have fallen so far from My Hero, and I don't know why.
I don't know if it's. Because, like, I know I'm so far behind on the manga or something that makes me sad that, like, that's why I haven't been watching it. I don't sometimes. Know.
Well, a lot of the time, too, the problem is if it's a show I have to watch with Claire, then it's well. Like we kind of – but, like, if I'm in it, usually I'll just be all right, I'm just getting through it right now.
Oh, Blue, I will tell you this, though. If you are an old Dexter head, the new season is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, wow. Don't lie to me like that.
No, it's actually pretty good. I actually really like it. I like how they are tying in like the old kind of stuff.
Okay,
it's
explain this to me. Is this like an alternate universe, or is this taking place after?
It's,
this,
It's taking place after the original season finale. Yes. So it's still the same actor. Like, he's still the same guy. I believe it's just a series. And, like, once it ends, I think that's it.
I didn't know if it was like a soft reboot.
Sure, but nice try.
No, it's actually pretty decent. Sydney and I,
nice try, buddy.
Getting into that, like, that turn to, like, okay, like, when
Looking at your PayPal transactions here, and it looks like Showtime. You got a couple from Showtime. I don't know.
Thank you, Showtime, for the 1.6 billion.
What I was thinking about that, it's like, I'm gonna have to get another streaming service for Halo. My God. At this point,
Paramount Plus.
Yeah, at this point, it's like I might as well be back to freaking cable.
That's what I was saying to Sydney like 4 years ago. I was telling her that like we're in the golden age of streaming right now, and like what I mean by that is that's when like Netflix had like everything, had The Office, like everything was on there. I think Friends was still on there at one point, and then I was like, it's only a matter of time before you see an HBO. A Showtime, an FX one, a Nickelodeon one, and here we are now to the where it's like I'm gonna go through my streaming services right now. I just canceled Disney Plus. I do no longer.
You're not watching Hawkeye?
But I do. No, I'm not. I do have ESPN Plus now because Tom Brady has a cool documentary series on there going on right now. So I will cancel that as soon as it's over. Crunchyroll. Even though I haven't watched anime in like a year. I'm trying to think. A Netflix. HBO.
What do you watch on HBO?
A Curb Your Enthusiasm. And like South Park is also on there. And like South Park is like my background. I'm about to go to bed kind of sound.
I'll probably resume HBO when the new Game of Thrones series comes back.
Yeah, so and I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. I think that show is so funny. I think you'd really like that show because I think I'm like Larry David. Blue's kind of like Larry David.
You can't
David
be Larry David.
We just don't like social interactions and like, you know. Except we just don't bitch as much as he does. You know, if something happens to Larry David that he doesn't like, he's gonna like be like, "Hey, I didn't like that." Us, it's like, "Oh, that just happened." Like. What?
Really? I'll cry later is what I
What
do.
About what about the wedding, you know, when someone
Yeah, but see I don't see he'll go like, "Hey, you just like sprayed my eye."
Yeah, instead you do it very passive aggressively.
Yeah, I'll do like it's just a side pessimistic.
Got that in my it. Or you know you'd be like, "Ah, yeah, is it raining or something?"
Yeah, be like, "Hey guys, I can't see the sun, my eye hurts. Can someone tell me if the sun's out?" Like, you know, when the sun's
instead of just
out.
Being like, "Ah, you just squirted my eye." You'd be like, "She just squirted my eye."
No, see, like Larry David would be like, "Hey, you just squirted my eye. Like, you need to go get me eye drops and fix my eye." And then she'd be like, "What? We're in the middle of pictures." And then, like, that's what he would do. I will just be a side pessimistic little dickhead about it.
See, I will just be like, "This is my life now." Like, this is it's like when they get my Chick-fil-A order wrong. Well, guess I'm eating this now. You know, it's like, well, what do you do?
What do you guys, what's your first thought process? When you get home, you don't check the bag from the drive-thru, and it's wrong. Like, I don't know what necessarily is missing from this order.
My whole day's ruined. My whole day's ruined.
You're not going back.
No, I'm not.
No.
I'll check my order, and if it's wrong, like, I'll still be like, well.
Even like, in the drive-thru, if it's wrong, you won't tell them that it's wrong.
Well, if I somehow see it, and I'm, like, getting it, then I'll probably be like, "Oh, like you forgot like the drink or something."
Yeah.
Like if in the thick of the conversation, right? I will be like, "Oh, you forgot this," and be
but
like,
"Oh,
sure."
The moment our windows are no longer aligned.
Yep. The car pulls forward 5 feet, and I'm like, "Wait a minute."
I'm committed. Well, that's it.
Yep. Yeah.
See, usually go ahead.
Usually when I go get food, it's because like I'm hungry. Yeah, I don't like time my food intake. Like I'm like, "Oh man, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten in a couple hours." So I'll just go and I'll be like, "Sorry, it's wrong. But I'm so hungry."
Yeah.
I'll just go home. It's fine.
Clara would be like, "Just turn around." I'm like, no. Just like, just turn. I can't. No. sorry.
Yeah, see, when I get, like, it depends how my day has gone that day. Like, if I'm in a pissed off mood, I will go back to that McDonald's or whatever it is that has messed up my order. If I'm, like, in a lazy mood, like, and I just could not be bothered, I'm just like, you can eat my food, honey. Like, I just will go have some cereal. Like, so, like, I just...
The nice thing about, like, DoorDash, for instance, where I, like, order DoorDash or whatever, a food delivery app, and it's wrong, I can just be like, yeah, they did this wrong. They'll give me credit. But if I do this and they're like, please call us, I'm like, yeah, it was fine. Yeah, they it's actually all here. Yeah, yeah, it's, don't worry about it.
See, but, I like, but, like, I feel like when you say, like, they missed something, it's like, hey, they missed my Big Mac and fries. It's like, okay, we'll give you $3.50 for that.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, thank you for covering my tip for next time.
Well, the nice thing is I'll do that, and then Claire will be like, get me that. And then she'll be on the phone for an hour. And I'm just like the little kid, like.
Yeah.
So you'll just stick it up
like,
for me.
I'll be right back.
And yeah.
Like, all right. Like,
okay. Go on.
Do you guys want to do a little bit, like, two Patreon questions before we end this podcast? Because we're kind of on a time crunch.
We should explain that we're having to record all these.
Yeah.
This one, probably the least amount ahead. But the other one's, like, weeks out because... I don't know if we mentioned it. Studio 71, the people we work with who get the audio out.
They go on vacation.
They're going on break for like 2.5-3 weeks for New Year's and blah, 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 blah. So,
yeah. So we're going to save some Patreon questions for the next episode. So if you don't hear it next, this episode, because we're literally recording the next episode like tomorrow. Let's see. We'll do like a couple here. We got Clay Crook. Says, what is the best live performance you've ever seen? Concert, stand-up, comedy, etc.
I haven't been to many live events.
Get it together, Mr. Fruit.
Bocelli, your opera thing.
Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah, that one.
I think it's all the live events.
I would probably say Joey Badass was my favorite concert. That was like 2014.
I went to go see Aziz Ansari. I like that. That was a good one.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
The best I ever went to was Def Heaven. They were fucking amazing.
Too bad you couldn't hear him.
Highly recommend seeing them live.
Ghost Ohada says, a little bit of a serious question here. All of you on the Dream Team and the extended Dream Team have all shared very progressive opinions despite having different upbringings and experiences, which I find cool as a person of color. I was just wondering if there was something specific that led you to how you feel today, or was it a gradual shift of events / experiences?
I mean, it was gradual.
Yeah, I think, you know, as you grow up, you kind of just learn about, one, yourself, you know, just because, like, I think a lot of kids today, especially a lot of my friends, just because their parents think a certain way, like, oh, that's the way, like, I have to think.
Well, I remember, like, being a kid on the playground, for instance, in elementary school, and one of my friends was like, yeah, like, my mom's a Democrat or whatever. I was like, stupid. My parents are Republican. Stupid donkey. And I was just like, yeah, we're Republicans because my parents are Republicans, and you're Democrat because your parents don't. Like, I didn't even know what that meant. I'm just like,
yeah, it's like you have no idea, like, what even, like, goes into what that word is.
And but, you know, third grade me would fight into the death.
Yeah, but, like, you have people that aren't in third grade, Mr. Fruit, and are grown adults and say that shit and believe that and, like, won't even, like, have a conversation with somebody because, like, oh, I'm Republican, you're Democrat. Well, you're just fucking stupid, and anything you fucking say is dumb. So, I mean, mine was more so just, like, general experiences, you know, being out on my own, going to college, you know, having a job, you know, paying my own bills and that sort of thing. You know, and I also, my family, my dad's side, you know, they immigrated from Colombia. You know, so my dad moved to this country, didn't speak English. My grandparents moved here, didn't speak any English. They, you know, they had to learn all that kind of stuff. So there's those ties to it as well. That, you know, if my grandparents and my family weren't afforded some of the stuff they had in the 1960s, that a family here in 2021 who wants to immigrate to the United States, you know, I wouldn't have the experiences. I wouldn't be where I'm at right now if if they weren't able to do that when they came here. So that is where I come from in those kind of experiences. What about you, Blue, I guess?
Well, I've said this before. I actually was very conservative growing up. And that's because my dad was pretty conservative. My mom was always pretty left. But I didn't really... Like, they never really, like, instilled those into me, right? Like, they were never really a hyper-conservative. Like, the conservative
Fox News family never really...
They were very, like, oh, well, like, I'm just voting because, you know, like, this is why, like, it'll be cheaper for me. Like, they're just pretty average
micro-political
family. Like, they don't, like... They're not, like, ha-ha, stupid Democrat, ha-ha, stupid Republican.
Get owned, very, lib.
Like, get owned, lib, ha-ha.
Let's go, Brandon.
That's it was very chill. But growing up in Texas, right, especially on the whiter side of town, I was generally very, like, what's the word I'm looking for? I was just very exposed to that viewpoint. And so that's just what, like, because everyone else was doing it. I was like, oh, well, yeah, like, of course, like, the other side's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But as, like, I... Right around high school, right? Like, the reason I became more and more progressive is because, like, the second, like, you stop talking about your own problems and start listening to other people, like, you'll start realizing there's a lot more that goes into these thought processes and what people believe than just, like, your perspective.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, I don't know, like, a lot of it just came down to listening to what other people had to say. Like, and mm-hmm. I've always been the type of person to try to listen before I talk.
Yeah.
So over time, it just became like, man, like, if I just listen to, like, what other people are saying, like, I've been kind of fucking wrong, like, my whole life.
Yeah,
like, I don't have all the answers, and acting like I have all the answers is just going to make me, like, hate life more, and that's just a dumb way to live.
Yeah,
and that's how a lot of people growing up that I knew who were more conservative is like, their perspective was just like, oh, well, I already know everything. And it's like, well, do I know everything? Like, that's where I started changing. I was like, I don't think I know everything. Like, at all, actually.
Yeah. I think I could speak for Christian too, because we grew up kind of in the same place. Like, once we got out of that, like, that echo chamber that was like our town, like, that's when you kind of just really, like, are good. Wow, like, it is crazy over there. Like,
echo chamber, your environmental upbringing absolutely affects
100%.
Yeah,
how you grow, and like, you're either willing to accept that maybe this echo chamber isn't the vibe, or maybe you're like, you know, maybe this echo chamber is the vibe, you know, but I think it really just comes down to listening to what other people have to say instead of talking, and you'll find things end up very different.
You know, I actually think that's a great place to end the podcast on, a nice, good, like, you know, I learned, you know, you walked away and you learned something from this podcast type of feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I went out into the world and realized white is right, you know?
And, okay, dude.
What?
Well, you can find me everywhere at Rabby V. Mr. Fruit.
Mr. Fruit Clips on YouTube.
Yeah, go like those clips. Blue.
You guys can find me everywhere at Dork Shadow.
Shout out Dork.
You can find me in Endwalker. Jumbo Toblerone. Check me out. My Gunbreaker is pretty nuts. I'm parsing all the time. Gunbreaker
is fun. Gunbreaker is terrible right now.
Yeah, it's in a bad spot, Mr. Fruit.
No, it's not. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. A happy holidays. Because by the time you hear the next one, the holidays are happening in between. So I wish you a Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa thing. Whatever you're doing, maybe you don't even celebrate nothing. Who cares? I hope you have a great life. In a week. Love you. See you then.
Live your life.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.